This is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. Hey, we're coming to you. It's a brand new year, January, and it is cold outside. Little flurries blowing around. And we were sitting here in the office talking a little bit and sharing some stories of how many people had power outages. If you're one of those folks, we need to talk to you. Give us a call, 423-600-9500. Catch us online, scenicitysolar.com. We're here talking with Ray, the solar guru, on ways that we could prevent you from having that power outage.
Yeah, so if you live in a rural area, I mean, gosh, you know, I live in town here in Chattanooga, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, with this crazy rain, ice thing, I had outages, like 20 outages, right? At least it was cold and just had to open up the front door to keep the food cold. But I mean, water lines breaking, it was a trip, you know. And on my downtown home, I don't have a solar battery system because it's new. So I was instantly kicking myself, you know, because with all these outages, these short little outages with a small solar array and a small battery system, it would have just never happened. You know, the water wouldn't have broke. My water heater would still go. My heat and air would still be going. Fridge, freezer, fans, lights, everything's still going. I could monitor how much power I had. So I was instantly saying, okay, I need to move, get my solar transferred over here, blah, 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 blah. So then, you know, with this segment, you know, talking about the rural areas, it's even more. You might not be able to get a service truck out there because the ice roads are impassable. So, you know, a small solar array with a small battery will keep fridge, freezer, fans, and a heater going indefinitely, okay? As long as the sun rises every morning, you can have a small solar array that will keep your house functioning.
Yeah, that's very important. And the other thing that you want to keep functioning because you've got kids is that router, that internet connection, and having something for the kids to do, especially when they're out of school. They can do that homework, stay caught up on classes. But what we want to concentrate on is that battery system and the solar components of it to make sure that you've got it. And, you know, here in Chattanooga, what we just had over the last couple of weeks or, you know, week or so has been the exception to the rule. And sometimes we don't get very much snow in winter, maybe a day or two, and it's gone by noon. You know, this is a day like five or six, and it's still out there and potentially more coming.
Yeah, there were some flurries on the way over here. You know, it's just you get all paranoid. You want to look at the weather channel, you know, because we do not have any good weather reports. Weather reports out here in the south are, 8:30, it's snowing. But 8:15, it said clear blue skies and 50 degrees. So it changes every minute. You know, we have to adapt. So especially in these rural areas, you know, farmers, homeowners, small businesses, gas stations with pumps. You know, we've done so many gas stations now between Chattanooga and Alabama up to Cleveland, you know, and add a battery system just for their pumps. So if there's an outage, you can still go pump gas. The same thing applies to your home. If you're, you know, in the sticks a little bit, even in town, like my place, and you have a power outage, it's only going to last so long, but how long is it? Are you home? Is the water dripping? Is your fridge sealed enough? Do you have anything in your freezer that can spoil? Maybe you're on vacation when this happens. There's so many reasons to get at least some sort of backup, whether it's solar with battery or a small generator that's on an automatic switch. There are more reasons than not to get some sort of backup. And when you go with solar and battery, not only do you increase the value of your home or business, not only do you get the tax credits or depreciation, but it cuts your bill by as much as you want and want to invest in it every month forever.
Yes, and that's, you know, there's a lot of great points in there. And even though we're talking about the cold weather right now today, even in the summer, tree limbs fall. What if a car hits a phone pole down the street? You know, if you're downtown, yeah, they'll probably get on that really quick. But, you know, like we just said, if you're out in one of these rural areas, and the other thing is, if you're at the end of a line from a run from the substation for your power, you're more likely to lose power than anyone else. And that's what we want to talk about, is getting that power from the sun. It's out there every single day, hanging out, not doing anything. Put it to work. I mean, put that solar to work. Get some panels on your house. Get some power. Get a little battery. It doesn't really affect it that much. But when it kicks on, and the first time it does, and you don't lose your fridge, you don't lose what's in your freezer, the kids don't lose their router and the games and whatevers, that's what it's all about. You know, the folks who do have the battery systems, the only way they know their power was out was they get a text from their app that says, hey, your power went out, your battery kicked on. That is awesome. So it'll cover those times that you need that power, because it's seriously cold at my house.
Yeah, you're gonna want that. It's most of us live in a digital age, like what Kevin was saying, is, you know, the router for your kids. I know if I'm sitting there, I'm sitting there watching Lord of the Rings the other night, the dang power goes out right in the middle of Aragorn's battle with the orc. Now, I was pretty mad. Okay, power came back on. I got to get on Amazon, try to find the spot in the movie that I'm on, find it. The power went out again. Gave up on the movie. The Lord of the Rings had to wait. So if I just had a small little battery system installed on there, it literally would not have done anything. The only way I would know would be the lights would flicker once, let me know that transfer of power came, and I would get a text message. You can scale these systems from small to your entire house. We have some people that have 20,000 square foot homes, literally. Okay, McMansions with bowling alleys inside. They have all their power offset. Two generators, 8 battery cabinets, 6 inverters. We also have the house out in the woods with a 5-kilowatt inverter, a 10-kilowatt hour of battery, and a small transfer switch. And when they have an outage, their well pump, their heater, their fans, their lights, and their fridge stay on, and they love it. And every year, they're adding a little bit more battery and a little bit more solar, so eventually they can go ahead and cut ties with the grid and be completely off-grid.
Yeah, and that's one of the beauties of solar, is you can start small. You can start with something as small as a 5-kilowatt system, which is the lowest we'll go, no battery. Get you your daytime offset. Next year, we figure out, hey, we need a little bit more battery. Maybe it's a financial issue. You just invest a little at a time. You know, in the last show, we were just talking about tax credits, and that's a great thing to use and apply it towards either your current system or expanding your system. You know, if you put in solar and, you know, for whatever reason, it doesn't make sense right now to put in the battery, when you get that income tax refund, that use that tax credit, and you're not paying as much, you're saving on your electric, now's the time to reinvest. It's just like investing in your retirement. So you put in a little bit of battery. You put in a little bit more solar. That's awesome. Most of this is plug and play. So for us anyways, that we get up there, we do the work that you need to make your system bigger, better, faster, and stronger. And when we're talking about, let's get back to our farms and those kind of folks. You have to have water, which means a pump for your wells. You got to have those lights. If you've got, you know, livestock of any sort, you know, even if it's cows or big things that can hang out in the cold weather, they don't always like that. And you definitely want to have the food and water and the ability to have lights on in your barn, heater, that kind of thing, to take care of that. So, again, talk to us. Call us. Scenic City Solar, 423-600-9500. Catch us online, sceniccitysolar.com.
Yeah, so more with that, too. You know, with chicken farms, cow farms, even sod farms, usually there's heating elements that need to be had in there. With a chicken farm, you know, if it's in the middle of an outage and those fans don't turn on, depending on the time of the year, chickens can die. So one thing that is mandated for every chicken farm that I've ever been to is a mandatory generator. Okay. So for those chicken farmers, usually a battery system wouldn't make too much sense because they have this gigantic generator. But if they wanted to put a battery system to make their solar go further and then keep the lights on as well, or the conveyor going, you know, the generator is usually set for either just the fans or the heat and the fans, not for every little thing in that spot. So you'd be able to build that out. Same thing with your house. Every chicken farmer owns their home, okay, or rents, whatever, but they have a home. You can put solar there to where if there is an outage, you can go back home, watch TV, live normal. When the outage goes away, your power goes back. There are super benefits of being able to have your quality of life and just continue on living and not have to worry about pulling every jacket out of the closet and making sure that nobody opens the door.
Yeah, I'm down to my big jacket. No, it's a huge monster thing, but that's what it's all about. And, you know, talking about having a generator on a farm and it runs certain aspects, we can go into your panel, your electric panel, create a sub panel, and put some of the solar items, even if it's just LED lighting that you want to have running, put that on there. It's just like when you're anywhere in the mall or a business and the power goes out and those emergency lights kick on, that's the same thing. You can do that. We can do that for you. We can put those on a sub panel breaker, power it by the solar. We can have your generator run everything else. If nothing else, it'll take part of that load off of that generator, or you can power items that you don't have connected to the generator. And all of this ends up as money savings, and it's peace of mind for you that you know your livestock is being taken care of. You know that the water pump is working, so they're getting water. Depending on how you feed them, if it's a smaller a farm, and you know maybe you've just got a mixed-use farm where you've got kind of everything, cows and horses and goats and stuff, they need the same things. They need that water. They need that food, they need that light, and you can run small heaters off of it and just keep that extra temperature in there so it's not as cold. Because we were talking about that, it gets cold in the house when our power goes out.
Yeah, I mean, in my place, there's cold air coming from the floor, so if the heat's not going on, you know, it's going to be bad pretty quick. You know, more with that too is, it, with cars, you know, car chargers, there's going to be more and more EVs out there too. You know, I have an electric vehicle. So I know that, was it Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning, whenever, I go out there and try to open up my car door and the water turned into ice. I couldn't even get to the dang handle, you know. So had I had my solar set up, I could have had that on the charger, charging my car, heating it at the same time, or in my garage in a temperature controlled situation. There's so many scenarios where having some sort of backup to where if everybody on the street's power goes out, you don't. That just sounds good.
Yeah.
Think of all the reasons to yourself that would make sense to have. You know, one is just my car. I couldn't get in my dang car. I had to let it warm up for like an hour. My wife had to literally boil water and pour it on her car door just so that it would open. Now, if we'd had power, pull it in, you know, it could have been in the garage, would have never froze. That's all on us.
Sure. But, you know, what do we do when we don't have a garage? It's the same thing. You know, I'm lucky I have a carport. It's not enclosed. It's just a cover. And I'd look at people driving down the road and see all the snow and ice and stuff blowing off of their cars and thinking, man, how fortunate I am to have simply a carport. And when it comes to carports and things like that, you can build a carport and put your solar panels on top of that. This way it faces the right direction and that could potentially qualify for a tax credit.
And you could put your electric car charger at the carport and charge it with the solar that's on the carport.
Yes. That's the whole thing we're talking about, folks. And if you like these ideas, definitely get on the phone, 423-600-9500, Scenic City Solar. Half the time I'm answering the phone, the other time it's usually Ray. So when you call in and you heard us on the show, let us know you heard us here on the radio. Also, check us out online, scenicitysolar.com. There's pictures and all of the old shows are there and available. So this way you can go back and listen to it. You know, it's cross-referenced on our webpage. There's links to the radio show webpage. And we're out here trying to help you out and make sure that your lights stay on and you stay warm in the cold. So, once again, this has been Kevin.
And Ray.
And this has been Scenic City Solar Radio.
Y'all have a good day now.